Paddy O'Gorman is with me now. Paddy, 1825, I was saying, that's when the courthouse was built in Clonakilty.
That's right, in the middle of the town. You find that with old Irish towns. The bank is a huge building, presumably to induce bank farmers in the 19th century to put their money in the bank. And the court was a big building, again, to be equally impressive and, I suppose, make people behave themselves in the way the powers that be wanted them to. But so 1825, it's been there since then. The court sits there twice a month, still in Clonakilty. This woman told me why she had just been up before the court.
I got 2 years off for drink driving and €100 fine.
2 year ban, is it?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And did you plead guilty?
I did, yeah, guilty, yeah.
Guilty. 2 years, you mustn't have been too high a level, because they give you 3 years if you had a higher level, wouldn't they?
Well, he said it was, the level was just 2 years that you get for the level. And
it could have been worse, though.
That's right, yeah, it could have been, yeah.
How were you caught, please?
Well, I was drinking earlier in the day and I sat into my car and drove off. And you sure you don't ever think you'll get caught? Like, you just, there was a stop check and that was it, I was caught.
A checkpoint?
Yeah, they arrested me and I was over the limit. They brought me to Bendon Station and I actually couldn't breathe into the machine because I hadn't enough breath.
Right.
So I had to give a urine sample.
So they have to call a doctor or not?
Yes, a doctor, right. Yeah. Then they brought me home, actually. They were very good to me.
Was it very upsetting for you?
Well, it was, yeah. It was frightening, like.
What would you say to people about drinking and driving, though? Would you...
Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Don't do
it's
it.
It's a bad thing.
It's not worth the risk. I used to never drink and I was diagnosed with cancer. And I kind of turned to drink for the solution of it. I'm off it now anyway, so...
And how are you now, please?
I'm good. I'm still going back for treatment and stuff like that, but I'm good now, yeah.
Going in the right direction.
That's right. And notable, like, she was standing there with her son and she says to me, never been in court before, very typical of drink drivers. And another middle-aged woman was up the same day, actually looking for her licence back. And again, she stood outside with her son and talked to me, but she didn't want her voice on air. But like that, she told the judge, I don't drink anymore now, Judge. And Judge McNulty said to her, the court doesn't mind if you drink or not. The important thing is that you don't drink and drive. And she agreed to that. So 2 years on, she was getting her licence back. Let me tell you, Sean, did you ever go to an ATM and find money stuck in the out tray?
I don't, but I know a man who did.
All right, well, I'll tell you what happened.
I didn't, sorry, I should say.
Okay, you know a man. This was a man aged 57. I think he was Dublin man, charged with the theft of €100. What happened was he was in Clonakilty 2 years ago on a market day, Saturday afternoon, went to the ATM, when he found €100 stuck in the out tray of the ATM where the previous user had forgotten to take it. He put it in his pocket and he drove off. Now, CCTV identified the car the man had got into after taking the money, and I think it was a year later that he was visited by the guards and was charged with the theft of €100. So defence said, there's an old English law says it's not an offence, presumably this is common law, not an offence to take money that has been found abandoned. Also, the defendant was shown on CCTV to have waited at the ATM for several minutes looking around him in the hope that the rightful owner of the money would come back. And so Judge McNulty in judgment, he says, no, the out tray of an ATM isn't abandoned money. What the defendant should have done was brought the money back into the bank, which was open that afternoon. He'd made a bad decision in taking the money. And he noted that the defendant had just one previous, which was for drink driving in Dublin in 2005, a 3 month ban, so obviously the low end of drink driving. No previous for theft. So a judge said a theft conviction would be a very serious stain on his character to carry for the rest of his life now at the age of 57. So he applied the probation.
It's not
act.
Abandoned, yeah.
Not abandoned. And no,
that was an interesting
no conviction.
Yeah, well, what happened? My friend, he went into the bank with the money and the teller says, oh, I'll take that off. And he says, you will if I give it to you. But
right.
He did. But he did, obviously. And I don't know what the end of the story was. But anyway.
Another man who told me why he had just been up before Clonakilty District Court.
I've got a fine of €100. No NCT.
Why had you no NCT?
Because I'm poor and I just couldn't afford to pay the, you know. You see, I'm a failed businessman, you see, and I find myself working in a hotel right now for very poor money, you know. It's very difficult when you lose your business like that, you know, and you're in debt to banks, you know, and you have to pay that back. And when you're at an age of me, I'm nearly 60 now, you know, and when you're nearly 60, it's very difficult to get a job.
Have you a family to look after, or are you on...
You see, unfortunately, when your business is in ruin, there's a lot more to it than that. I ended up living by myself now, you know. This, I don't live with my family anymore. I live in a house with a dog. It makes me very angry sometimes. I've been working since 1979. It's a long time ago. And I have to go now and give these people 100 euros, you know.
You accept, though, it is the law that you are to get
the... it's the law, but the law is if you're poor, it's difficult.
If you're poor, he's not saying it doesn't apply to you, but it is difficult, and that's a reasonable point. But.
And you can see, again, somebody who had never been in a court before in his life, and of course he's not going to get legal aid. Why? Because he's not a habitual criminal. The poverty line, he could possibly argue for it, but if he had a load of previous persons, people, which I find most unfair in free legal, if there's one thing I would change, it is that at-risk rule that you should, I feel, if you can't afford a solicitor, you should be able to avail of it, you know. And now here's another man who'd just been up before Clonakilty District Court.
I got 4 years off the road and a 300 euro fine to pay in 6 months. Driving without a licence and insurance, second time. Insurance is very expensive these days. Like, for me to get insured in a 1 litre car, it's like 4,500. Where am I going to get that money?
The previous, though, were they all driving or was there anything else?
No, there was one driving, one assault charge and criminal damage to a guard station. That was a bad time. Drinking tablets and stuff. I was homeless for nearly a year, living in Fitzgerald's Park.
That's in Cork City?
Yeah, I was living in a tent.
Right.
And from then I went to the Manway and got in with a load of hippies in Cool Mountain. Right. And then criminal damage. I didn't know what I was doing, to be honest. Yeah.
Do you know what you damaged?
Yeah, all the windows in the guard station, smashed them all.
What
I got suspended sentences and burned his piece for a year.
So the period of suspension was up, was it?
8 months, yeah.
So you were lucky enough?
Yeah, I could have gone in jail if I wasn't lucky enough.
We've heard a lot in the court there this morning about tablets, haven't we?
Yeah, right? I haven't taken one since then, so
right.
I'm staying off everything.
The drinking drugs?
I'm staying off everything. I don't even drink anymore.
And is life better?
Yeah, it's way better. I don't wake up with hangovers or anything.
And good for him. And I'm told that the hippies in Cool Mountain, I'm told there's still a lot of them there. I was there 25 years ago.
But really? They're still around. Paddy, thank you so much indeed for that report from Clonakilty District Court. We'll take a break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.